Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. The easiest way to get more sales is to get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero presence and zero connections, all without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025, and it only takes minutes to start booking calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Lisa Dupree with 20 plus years in health and fitness. Lisa Dupree, educator, exercise physiologist, and board certified health coach, empowers midlife professionals to transform their well-being. By using AI for ideation and marketing, she maximizes her focus on coaching clients toward lasting health and vitality. Lisa, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
So there's been a lot of talk about how AI is going to affect health and wellness coaching, the fitness industry, health in general, health prevention, like preventive medicine, health promotion. So I want to focus more so on health and wellness coaching because that's really where I'm focusing my business now. And I don't think it's going to replace the high touch value that is what you get with a health and wellness coach. So you get highly personalized interactions. It is a way of getting support, having conversations, getting guidance, accountability from another person. That is what helps people, you know, go through habit change, accomplish the goals that they want with their health and well-being. So I don't think it's going to replace that. I do think it can help us as health and wellness coaches that are running our own businesses to be able to really up-level what we're able to do with our clients and be able to get clients. So using AI for ideation and brainstorming, using it for different ways to up-level our marketing, because health and wellness coaches, for the most part, are really, really good at behavior change. Being health and wellness coaches, we're not really great at the business side of things. And so I've been able to really use AI to help me do the things that I have to do to actually be able to get people to coach. You know, I need coaching clients. So like, I'm
I think you really hit on something important here, is that we can use AI to overcome some of the gaps in our skill sets. Like I would, this reminds me of something. I don't know if you're a wine drinker or not, but so I have a method for selecting wines. And my method for selecting wines is, first and foremost, I look at the bottle and it must be, first of all, if it's not red, it's wrong. Let's just get that out of the way.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And so the next thing that I do, though, is I look at the label. And if that label is at all interesting or catchy or funny or amusing, I'm not buying that wine. And the reason I'm not buying it is because they spent way too much money on marketing and not enough on grapes. And like, if you're a winery, have really good grapes. Don't have really good marketing. Like, know your lane, man. And if you have to make something shiny, I don't want it. And the same thing here, like, hey, I want my health and wellness coach to be great at keeping me physically fit and giving me a good nutrition plan. I don't need them to be the flashiest, shiniest person up on the stage, because that's all they're thinking about, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where we can integrate AI to start overcoming some of those gaps. I'm curious, what are some of those things that you do to use AI for marketing?
First thing I think is with the social media. I'm not a social media aficionado. I don't love it. Actually, I kind of dread it. And so I was able to really use AI by giving it samples of my writing, giving it samples of my podcast transcripts, things that I had already created on my own, from my own expertise, from my own knowledge, in my own voice. And then it was able to analyze my tone, my style, my brand voice. And then being able to use that, so really saving that, creating that in AI, and then asking for ideas on like social media, like how could I use, you know, this podcast transcript to pull out five different ideas for Instagram reels. So I don't have to figure it out, or like coming up with like, hey, what is a great idea for a presentation, a short presentation that I can turn into a, you know, a carousel or something like that. And so that was really helpful for me because it just bridged that gap. It took that resistance away from me with it was just coming up in my brain of like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. This is not going to be good. I just took what it gave me. And then I was able to work with that because I wasn't working with a blank page. So that Right. was life changing, I think.
So. Some of the most intimidating things that we can do is just try to create from zero, you know, yes. And AI really is, I hate to use an AI word, but it is revolutionizing a lot of different industries. Specifically in the way that you're discussing, I have a client that I am writing some email copy for them. And this is normally something that would take weeks to put together. I'm just like manifesting it from scratch, and I've got to understand what your business is and all this. But instead, we had them talk into a Loom recording for a couple of minutes. And then we had ChatGPT extract the ideas and then gave ChatGPT a few prompts based on their tone and voice. And we pumped out 10 emails in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they need a little tweak, but they were pretty good. You know, 10 yeah. minutes, 10 emails. If you're sending 2 or 3 a week, that's like almost 3 weeks worth of emails.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea. And it gives you something to work with. I don't ever use AI straight as it comes out because, again, it doesn't really sound like how I talk or how I want to communicate, but it really is helpful for that starting point. One of the other things that I did that was really helpful that helped me distill a lot of information from different sources down into something that was usable for me was I conducted interviews as part of market research with potential clients, people in my target market. So I did quick 15-minute interviews. I just put out a call on Facebook, and I'm like, hey, would anybody be willing to talk to me if you're in the, you know, you're a woman over 50 who has menopausal symptoms and is struggling with weight gain and fitness, right? And so I actually did about 6 interviews. I was able to record those, make my notes, and then I took my client notes, all confidential, not de-identified, of course, maintaining confidentiality, but the main issues that my clients that I'm already working with, what are they dealing with? What are their barriers? What are they coming up with? And I was able to actually feed that into GPT. I actually use ChatGPT and Claude. I use both of those just to see what it looked like differently. But it was able to come up with like the main common themes of the people that I'm wanting to work with. And then I use that to plan monthly themes for my podcast. So I was able to take all that information, come up with themes that I could use monthly. And from that, I was able to do like really specific episode topics. And so it was really helping me address the issues that my potential clients were wanting addressed and what they were dealing with. So that was really helpful because it was a lot of information for me to sit down and go through it. I mean, I came from academia. I've done research. I could sit down and do it, like qualitative research and analysis, but to be able to just put it into ChatGPT and like, you know, a few minutes yeah. later, I was like, here, have this. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Right. And then I just go back and I look and I double check it, you know, to make sure it's not just coming up with some random stuff. But
yeah. back to your original point, you know where your lane is. Your lane is in helping people get well. And if we go into super deep dive research mode, well, we're changing lanes. And if we can get like the free pass on that lane, then that allows us to stay in our zone of genius just a little bit longer, which increases the value of our time. And that's really what it's all about. I'm curious, just we put a pin in this right at the beginning. One of the very first things you said is how you use AI specifically to perform your highest and best skill, not just marketing and getting clients, but how do you use AI to enhance your ability to do the job you already do?
Yeah, so that has been an interesting thing. So being able to take client notes. So when you're coaching, it is a very, you have to be fully present. You have to be 100% listening for what somebody's saying, also listening for what they're not saying, but what they're meaning. You're looking at body language. So you're fully immersed in a coaching conversation so that you can really be there and be fully present and just get there with your client quickly and easily to help them move forward. So using AI transcripts has been very helpful because that actually helps me be more fully present and more effective in my one-on-one coaching conversations. And then I already have that transcript that's going to be developed for me. So I'm not worried about, you know, breaking eye contact, you know, jotting down notes, things like that. So that has been a way that's really been helpful because then after that session, I get that recording, I get that transcript, and I can see very clearly kind of what are the things that I need to make sure I follow up on? What are the key things that I need to remember for this person so that I can be more effective in between the times that we meet, addressing any of their concerns, having, you know, their accountability, and then following up with them. So that has been a huge time saver, and it's allowed me to be more effective within my actual coaching sessions.
Yeah, it's very smart. And it's one of the biggest components for me in my ability to get work done is I have realized long ago that I am a horribly unorganized person. And I have made up for that by surrounding myself with people who are organized. And so it is rare that I'm going to show up to a meeting and not either record it or bring somebody with me who's going to like take notes and action items, because otherwise it just won't get done. You know, like I just try to stay in my little zone and somebody else has got to take care of that. And I think more of us are like that than we realize. You know, we're trying to pull this double duty of doing our job and also being a secretary. And that's task switching. That's very difficult.
It is. Yes. I had that epiphany. It was, I transitioned out of academia, probably 2 or 3 months ago. And when we were in meetings, I always had somebody taking notes. I always had somebody recording and then distilling that down and sharing the file with everybody that was in the meeting. And it became very apparent. It's such a small thing that like I took for granted when I was working in, you know, a larger organization. But when you're working for yourself, those things do become more apparent. And it's like, okay, where do I need support so that I can do the things that I want to do better? So that was one of my big things. And so that's what, when AI came, like was able to do that transcription and like distill down the notes, I did a big happy dance. So I didn't have to hire somebody to do
it. You want
to
demonstrate the happy dance for us, for those of us?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's awesome. So Lisa, tell us a little bit more about what you do, who you help, and how we can connect with you.
Yeah. So I actually am a coach that specializes in working with women in their late 40s and 50s to be able to, you know, up-level their fitness so that they flourish in midlife. So that is really my mission, is helping women in midlife just be the best version of themselves, the most confident version, so that they are thriving at this time. And I do that with my health and wellness coaching. I have a podcast called Midlife Mojo, which is fitness for women over 50 to flourish in menopause. So, I love doing that. I was able to kind of make that transition and really hone in on those women because I am that woman. I am, and I want those very same things, to be able to live longer, better, and really, just enjoy this time of life. So.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to ramp up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Lisa Dupree, for sharing a little bit about how she uses AI to get more things done and be more productive with her health and wellness company. And for those of you who are looking for a way to flourish in your midlife, you can check out the podcast Midlife Mojo. And do you have a website, Lisa?
And two, it is LisaDupreeCoaching.com.
LisaDupreeCoaching.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated IO clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. We'll see you next time here on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.